Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
All right, up and down the country as we speak. It's a kind of nervous week for probably somewhere between 70 and 80,000 students because, of course, the Leaving Cert gets underway tomorrow. Stressful time. But always remind your children, by the way, when I say children, young adults, always remind them they can only do their best. Don't be too tough on them. And following the traditional schedule, English Paper 1 is up first, and it always was. Even in my day, it was up first Wednesday morning with Paper 2. Paper 2 has been sat on Thursday afternoon. Similarly, the two maths papers for higher and ordinary level students will be sat across Friday, June the 10th, and Monday, June the 13th, while the Irish papers are spread across Monday and Tuesday, June 13th and 14th. But how do you cope in your household if you have a teenager sitting the Leaving Cert? And how do you help your child to make those crucial CEO decisions? Because it's a tough time for a student not only do the Leaving Cert, but picking a course that will basically be their destiny and defining the rest of their life. Well, I suppose the best thing to do is always get career guidance. And we used to have that in school. And joining me is a guidance counsellor for the Leaving Cert students. Donnacha O'Mahony joins me on the line. Good afternoon to you, Donnacha.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Now, I even remember my day, we had career guidance. We didn't have transition year in those days. We just had a career guidance teacher. I always remember. I can actually still see him in my mind's eye. And he was a good guy. He would try and give you the best advice. But it's a tough decision to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a tough decision. And even if not for the rest of your life anymore, it used to be where, you know, if you had a 40-year career with the one company or the one position or job, that was the norm maybe 20, 30 years ago. Now they're talking about students at this age will be working probably till their 70 retirement age and will not only change jobs, will change careers about four or five times throughout their lifetime.
Okay. So they can have a few strings to their bow, so to speak. I suppose many students do drop out. You know, they'll take a course, then they decide this is not for me. I think some courses have higher dropout rates than other, like the arts, engineering and stuff like that have higher dropout rates. Why particularly do some have higher dropout rates?
Yeah, so, well, the highest one last year was actually computer science, and a lot of them are computer science. And I think that's really because students don't research enough what's entailed in the course. Now, if you go onto any university website, they will have all of their modules. And if you click onto the modules, they'll go into detail about what the course is, whether there's a math element, whether there's a language element, a science element, whatever it is. Like, for example, I wasn't too keen on maths when I was in school, so I kept away from any courses that had a math element in it. So students and parents as well need to research in depth what the course is offering and what you will have to do.
So in other words, if you're not good at maths and you don't like maths, in fact, if you actually hate maths, it's pointless you going into computer science because it has a strong element of maths. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's a huge, strong element of maths. And actually, computer science is almost like language learning as well. That's the feedback we get a lot from a lot of
graduates. Of course,
graduates.
Because it is a language, because essentially. Yes.
Yes, you're learning code, you're learning Python, whatever it is you're learning. So language skills and learning language is actually a key skill in computer science as well.
I mean, I know Simon Harris has been talking about trying to get the Leaving Cert results quicker than we've had them in the past, to give students a little bit more time to prepare, etc., for college. But in your experience, what is the biggest mistake that many students make?
Yeah, so it's just that research. It's going to visit the college. It's going to speak to a graduate of the course. I tend not to ask people who are in the career, because you mentioned yourself there, Niall, that, you know, it's a long time ago since you were in school, you had a career guidance counselor, not transition year. I'd probably stay away from someone who's in the career a while, but talk to a recent graduate. What's the course like? Is it 9 to 5? Have I got 16 hours a week? What are the assignment deadlines? In fact, more and more courses at university level don't require you to sit terminal exams, final exams anymore. Some of them are project-based. And that might suit some students who are maybe don't show off their work just as well in exams as they would, say, in project-based. So even looking at assessment, how the degree or the PLC or whatever it is assessed will that suit you? Does that work to your key strengths?
Mm-hmm.
So it's research, research, research.
Okay, so I'm a student and I'm dead set in getting into computer science, but I don't get enough points because, as we know, points are like currency nowadays, and that currency is increasing every single year. So I don't get enough points. Obviously, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. So what are my options then?
Okay, so on the CEO, there's a level 8 list and there's a level 6 and 7 list. Okay, so you have 10 options for each. That's 20 options altogether if you want. Now, traditionally, courses on the level 8 list are higher in points. Traditionally, on the level 6 and 7, they're lower in points. Now, level 6 and 7 are courses like business studies, engineering, computer science. So what you do is you would do 2 years to do your level 6. And when you pass your level 6 after the 2 years, the college will give you an option. Do you want to exit the college with that award, or do you want to continue on to your level 7 for an additional year? Same thing happens at the level 7. After 3 years, do you want to exit with that, or do you want to continue on and finish your level 8? So at least if you're finding the course tough, you have exit awards when you're applying for level 6 and 7.
So in other words, it's not the end of the world. You'll still get the course you want. It'll just take you a little bit longer to get there.
You'll still get the course you want, and sometimes it doesn't even take longer. Colleges, level 6, 7 students are in the same lectures as level 8 students.
Okay.
It's just an alternative route to get in.
Route. So in other words, there's always a route to get your passion. And finally, in relation to apprenticeships, there's a big pushback again now to, you know, because we need people in construction. We need plumbers. We need mechanics. We need electricians. We need builders and plasterers and everybody else. So apprenticeships are coming back again for those students who may not be academic, I suppose, or academically achieved, and those who want to go into an apprenticeship, or maybe that's just their passion. Is that a big thing? Are you seeing that?
It's massive. So apprenticeships have really changed since 2015, since Solus took over. And not alone can you do your traditional, like the ones you've mentioned there, Niall, but you can do an apprenticeship in IT, finance, insurance. I was reading one this morning that there's a golf program apprenticeship with McGurk's Golf. There's hairdressing, there's sales, logistics. Logistics was massive during COVID. Need more and more people in logistics. And not alone is this earn as you learn, so you're making money as you're working and going to college, but you could possibly get a level 8 degree out of it, just as if you went to university. So there's a few like recruitment, like logistics, who offer level 8 degrees from the apprenticeship as well.
All right, well, listen, a lot of good advice there for parents and students listening. And if you want more information, by the way, I know you have an Instagram account. It's at Leaving Cert Guidance. At Leaving Cert Guidance is your Insta. I shouldn't say Instagram. They give out to me here all the time, by the way, the research. they say to me, you're not being cool now. Just say Insta. So if you go to the Instagram account, Leaving Cert Guidance. And also, there's a website there as well. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with the website because it's a bit complicated. It's kind of link tr.ee/leavingcert.
Yeah, head over to the Instagram page and you'll get everything from there on the links. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. And we'll pop a link to your website just up on our social if people want to go to Ireland's Classic Kids social.
Brilliant.
There as well. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed.
Time.
Appreciate you coming on, Donica.
Good
advice. Good luck to all the students, by the way. Do their Leaving Cert. Remember, you can only do your best.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's Classic.